Fellowship Church. Let's Talk. I'm going to be reading out of Psalm 105, the first two verses. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all of his wonderful works. I thought my title for this one would be Give Thanks. And I was just thinking about Psalm 105 and the wondrous works of our Father, Jesus. And so I was just thinking, when do we talk about it? When do we tell of who he is in the world that we live in? I was thinking of some of his wondrous works. One of them I'm thankful for is gravity. I'm so thankful that that's working today. Thankful for his mercy. Processing a thankful heart around the word grace. What he is willing to give to me and what he's willing to withhold from me, grace and mercy, if you put them together. Those are his wondrous works. Those are his characteristics. Those are who he is. And so I don't have to suffer those consequences. And not only do I have to suffer the consequences, I get to enjoy the relationship by grace. I was thinking about the faithfulness. For every generation, there's been something that's been amazing, that our God has been faithful. When anyone needed help, when anyone needed to call out, if anyone needed to run to someone, they could always choose him because he was never not going to be available. I was thinking about his wonderful works, how he rescued Israel, one from captive, and then even at times from themselves. Hey, this is what we want. Okay, go ahead and try that. And now you're going to suffer the consequences because of that. But instead of turning his back on them, he said, okay, come back over here. We'll walk together. I want to be with you. I was thinking about his wondrous works inside of our own worlds. Like, for instance, providing children, rescuing children, as you think about the gospel and how your children have left your house and they, you know what, hey dad, I got this. Hey mom, you know, I'm good. And how God has allowed them to kind of journey away, but then how God has brought them back or in the process of bringing them back, how he's just rescued, you know, our children. Or even families, you go out, extended family, how God is rescuing extended family, and what a cool father that we serve. What God has done inside of our own local church family. I mean, on Sunday, we're going to celebrate the 50 years of being an organization, what God started in a home 50 years ago. And maybe probably what we should say is, Bible Fellowship Church exists despite human beings. Because if any church, our church, any family, there's always a mess and it kind of gets splintered off and things happen and you're like, and we are going to celebrate 50 years that God has said, you know what, I see fit to have something working in Highlands County called Bible Fellowship Church, provided property, provided resources, people are continuing to attend, provided staff. What a cool father that we serve, that we can just pause and say, you know what, thank you so much for what you've done over these 50 years, despite us being around and despite our selfishness, despite our inadequacies, despite our failures, you've stepped in miraculous ways. And so we can tell about wonderful works that way. We can talk about $40,000 that was given, not this Monday, but the Monday, last Monday. Just $40,000 came in on an online gift to the Grow Fund Challenge. What God provided in the Grow Fund Challenge for 2023, and what God provided in tithes and offerings. Wonderful works of who he is and what he's done. And so we don't want to take that for granted. So I just want to encourage you, as you go about your day, sing to him, sing praises to him. Tell of all of his wondrous works. Not what we're doing, but about him. Talk about the character of who he is. Talk about the amazing things that he's done and is doing in your family for his glory. So Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to be involved in Let's Talk. I thank you for those that are going to listen. I thank you for your faithfulness and your mercy and your grace and your love for us. And so may we celebrate those things, celebrate who you are, in the world that we live, and not always what you've done. We do want to celebrate what you've done for us, but we also want to celebrate who you are for your glory. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray. God bless you, and have a great Friday.